They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 60 degrees with some off and on rain this morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's high tide at the Port of Baltimore, and they're in the process of moving the Dolly, the container ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge almost 2 months ago.
The Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal. The process is expected to take about 3 hours and is possible because of a series of controlled explosions that broke up pieces of the bridge that were pinning the ship down. The ship's crew of 21 people have remained on board since the crash. Their future is uncertain since their U.S. visas have expired. The Dolly crashed back in March, killing 6 maintenance workers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Iran's president and foreign minister among officials killed in a helicopter crash in mountainous northwest Iran. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer sent a letter to members last night declaring he'll bring the border deal that was scuttled by Donald Trump's allies in the House for a Senate vote this week. This is ABC News. A bit of history made Sunday in the launch of a Blue Origin rocket on a suborbital flight. One of those aboard the Blue Origin rocket, a famous sculptor who's a former Air Force test pilot, Ed Dwight, 90 years old.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. Life-changing experience.
Dwight was nominated by President Kennedy in 1961 as the first black astronaut, but until Sunday, never made it into space.
I thought I really did need this in my life, but now I need it in my life.
Those clips from Blue Origin. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News. Will Lovner repeated as Cleveland Marathon champion Sunday, then proposed marriage to sweetie pie Emma Patterson right after crossing the finish line. She was worried.
But when I saw him down there, there was a part of me wondering if he was going to be able to get back up okay. But he did just fine. It was really exciting.
The couple started dating after Lovner won last year's Cleveland Marathon. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms possible this morning, and also a high of 73 degrees. It looks like some off and on spotty showers could happen later on today as well. For tonight, variable clouds, isolated showers possible, and a low of 58. Tuesday, muggy with a few sun peaks, otherwise breezy with scattered thunderstorms, some likely severe late in the day. Tomorrow, a high of 82. Tuesday night, thunderstorms, some likely severe, then drying out later, a low of 56. Wednesday, patchy sunshine, breezy and cooler, a high of 67. Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 75. Friday, turning cloudy with a 50% chance of showers by the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 74. In Richland Center, we have received just over 3/10 of an inch of rain this morning, 31/100, and we're up 1 from the overnight low after a high of 78 yesterday. It is 60 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast day today, Monday, May 20th.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Elvis Presley and Lead Me, Guide Me. Before that, our national anthem sung by Trisha Yearwood. And there we are. We are ready to go for today and the week in Southwest Wisconsin. We trust it was a good weekend for you. It was very summer-like, wasn't it? Yeah, very much like a month from now or so. And now we get into the week with some off and on rain, much needed rain, a nice one in the early morning hours this morning. Again, just over 0.3 inch, making the little flowers grow. That makes it nice. I don't have to take my little water can out to the garden. And June will be happy today. We'll see. And hopefully we can avoid some of the severe stuff tomorrow. But they are predicting it this early. That's not usually a good sign that we're going to be missed or anything like that. But tomorrow's tomorrow. We face today right now. And get ready with a chance to start the chores. And the old Light in the Mail Cow Show is on for another day. This is Ken Mellons.
I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Some are hooked on booze. Some get their fix on an old bar stool. A handful of quarters is all I need. It don't take much to satisfy me. Oh, I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. The music stop. I keep dropping my slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore.
Highland Seniors, as you prepare to walk across the stage, know that your community is proud of you and believes in your ability to achieve greatness. Congratulations from Scott Industries, Burnham Lumber, PB Cleanup, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Our beautiful lovers, I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women,
Lord. those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Ronnie McDowell on WRCO Radio. Good morning. We're at 60 degrees in Richland Center, up one from the overnight low with a little bit of light rain here and there today. A reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. To book a time, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows today. The Richland School District will have a district-wide art show in the high school West Commons and Main Hallway today through Thursday. Hours Monday through Wednesday will be from 4 until 5. An artist reception will be held Thursday from 4 until 8. There will also be a family favorite activities on Thursday, such as face painting, chalk drawing, and a scavenger hunt. The Avoca Fire and EMS will hold its first burger and brat stand of 2024 coming up tonight from 5 until 8 at the Avoca Fire and EMS station. Brats and large hot dogs, $3 with potato and drink. That's $5. Burgers, $4 with potato salad and drink, $6. Free blood pressure checks and glucose testing will also be available during tonight's event. Reminders from our community calendar of some things that you can take in today and tonight. Coming up, a check of sports. This is Kathy Matea on the Milk House Show.
Up along the hallway, down along the stairs, I can see the pictures we made down. Makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past, and I'm truly sorry I couldn't make it last. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. Our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues away. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I've cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I got it.
Kathy Mattea on the Mel Kiles Show. Walk the way the wind blows. A little bit of lightning out there again. Again, a little bit of a passing thunderstorm, which has been very good. Kind of shaking the ground loose, getting things going here, and maybe things growing in my little garden in Sextonville. We'll have to see. Some things are doing all right, and others, not so good. So maybe this will help them get their little heads up above all the quack grass that's growing there as well. This morning, we'll check sports coming up.
This past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were steady. Holstein bull calves sold from $5.30 to $6.40 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, with Holstein cows topping at $1.22 and beef cows up to $1.46. We had four 12 to 1,400 pound mixed breed steers and heifers with just a little cover on them, and they sold from $1.30 to $1.65. While the cow calf pairs were no shows, we did have some 6 month bred black heifers, and they range from $19.50 to $20.50. Lightweight Jersey steers up to $190 and Holstein heifers to $150. Feeder sale this Friday, May 17th at 1 o'clock. While we don't expect as many cattle as the previous sales, there still be many smaller packages of lightweight cattle suitable for pasture. Bull sales coming up on Wednesday, May 29th. If you have extra bulls for this year's breeding season, give us a call to get them on our list. Be sure to contact Darren Colton or Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Home Talent Baseball yesterday. Dodgeville was a winner over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 7-4. Hollandale, 7-3 over Belleville. Arena edged Argyle, 3-2. Scholesburg Benton, 3. Wyota, 2. Verona over Blanchardville, 9-2. Ridgeway, 7-4 over Muscadet in 11 innings on Saturday. In the north, Cross Plains 10-5 over Reedsburg. The Sauk Twins beat Middleton 3-2. Wisconsin Dells 1-0 over Ashton. And Wanakee over Black Earth 11-7. Kyle Tucker homered twice to tie for the Major League lead with 15 and drove in 4 runs, leading the Houston Astros over the Milwaukee Brewers 9-4 in their game. Jose Altuve had his 37th leadoff homer in a 4-run first inning, and Jake Meyers had 3 hits for Houston. The Brewers, with the loss yesterday, in fact, lost the series with yesterday's defeat. In other action, Philadelphia 11-5 over Washington, the Mets 7, Miami 3, Pittsburgh topped the Cubs 3-2, San Francisco over Colorado 4-1, Dodgers 3, Cincinnati 2, San Diego 9-1 over Atlanta. In action from the American League, Cleveland 5, Minnesota 2, Baltimore 6-3 over Seattle, Toronto 5, Tampa Bay 2, the Yankees 7-2 over the White Sox, Kansas City 8, Oakland 4, the Angels 4-1 over Texas. Interleague play elsewhere, Boston 11, St. Louis 3, Arizona 6-4 over Detroit. Tyrese Halliburton scored 26, and the Pacers rode one of the most sensational first halves in Game 7 history to a 130-109 victory over the Knicks on Sunday. The Pacers advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards overcame a slow start, and the Timberwolves roared back from a 20-point second-half deficit and scoring the victory yesterday by a final of 98-90 over Denver. From action in the WNBA yesterday, Seattle 84 and Washington 75. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
All right, kids, if you're ready, it's time for a Monday morning dose of aerobic polka. Here we go. Yep.
dance. She thinks she can dance. Our squirrel is shivering. She can dish out a brew. There's nothing she can do. Call her Squirrely Shirley. Her story is as told. She's just as good as gold. We couldn't live without her. She's just an old-time girl who likes to squirrel and whirl. That's our little Squirrely Shirley. Hey! Out of brew, there's nothing she can do. We call her Squirrely Shirley. Her story is as told. She's just as good as gold. We couldn't live without her. She's just an old-time girl who likes the squirrel and whirl. That's our little Squirrely Shirley. Hey!
Wow, that was a wild one right there. Richie Yurkovich and the band and the Squirrely Shirley Polka. Coming up, farm news and markets for today and regular features on a little bit of a stormy early Monday morning.
Jesse Taylor said he saw you yesterday. He said you look great as if I care. He went on to tell me about the changes that you made, from your new job to the way you cut your hair. I heard you were wearing someone else's ring. The whole town's talking about how different you seem. Operator said I got it wrong. So I drove by your house, but you don't live there anymore. Looks like you really have moved on. I kept a picture of the girl you used to be.
Are your eyes still blue?
Shane McAnally on WRCO, AFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 60 degrees, so far just over 3/10 of an inch of rain early on today. The good morning time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Is watching how floods are affecting Brazil. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Historic flooding in parts of Brazil will likely have short and long-term impacts on South American crop production. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says torrential rains are decimating the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul.
The worst flooding in the state's history came at a very inopportune time. There were about 20% of the soybeans left to harvest.
He tells Brownfield an estimated 1 to 3 million tons of soybeans will be lost.
And also, there was lots of damage done to the infrastructure, roads and bridges, and even soybean crushing plants underwater and storage facilities underwater.
Cordonier says that could result in further losses, and it will have implications for at least the next crop. Trade remains important to the beef industry. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
A Kentucky cattleman says he's often asked by beef producers why the U.S. exports beef if it has to import it. Andy Bishop, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, tells Brownfield.
We can certainly add value to those with this export market and still not be taking away from our supply at home.
He says the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently released a report outlining the importance of trade.
The value of the export market adds to that carcass was $454 a head in the first quarter of 2024.
He says that's possible by growing demand for cuts of beef that aren't popular in the States. For example,
people that we ate with from Japan were so excited to get large intestine. It was a delicacy for them, and it's something that we throw away at home.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The chairman of the House Ag Committee says the new farm bill includes language meant to remove barriers in the livestock industry caused by California's Proposition 12 law. Glenn G.T. Thompson says it's a new solution.
My proposal just is built on states' rights. Every state has the ability and the right to regulate their agriculture practices only within their state and not interstate.
The new farm bill says no state may enact or enforce directly or indirectly a condition or standard on the production of covered livestock other than for covered livestock physically raised in that state. USDA launched a new specialty crop export assistance program. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs Alexis Taylor was in Menominee, Wisconsin Friday at UW Stout.
We need to help our industry be able to find these new innovative solutions. And so today we are announcing the first tranche of $20 million from something we have created, the Assisting Specialty Crop Exports, known as ACE, which is a $100 million program.
Taylor says research in Wisconsin includes using cranberry pumice in sustainable packaging film. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
An active into the week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity held out until Friday, and it was definitely worth the wait for sellers. Dress deals in the north were marked at $300. That's $5 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. In Nebraska, live deals in the south are marked at $186, $2 higher than the previous week's business. In Oklahoma this past week, feeder steers were $2 to $4 higher. Steer calves were studied to $5 higher. Heifers were $2 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand is good for solid offerings. Markets were active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 647 pounds, brought 274 to 302.50. Feeder steers, 850 to 893 pounds, brought $201 to $241. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 700 to 749 pounds, brought $214 to $243. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $3.30 at $313.45. Select closed 89 cents higher at $297.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 102,000 head, down 18,000 on the weekend, down about 20,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Late week business has been slow as processors have typically been more aggressive in their procurement efforts earlier in the week. Demand overall has been strong for U.S. pork on the global market and domestically. Both are supportive to prices. Hog weights did pull back slightly this past week, but are running well above year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 76 cents with a weighted average of 88.57. The Iowa Minnesota was 15 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.41. The Western Corn Belt closed 71 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.72. The Eastern Corn Belt was down $1.08 with a weighted average of 87.92. Pork values closed higher, up 58 cents at $100.85. Bellies were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 468,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, supported by strong cash and wholesale business, and lean hog futures into the day lower, pressured by the steady to lower cash business, profit taking, and the ongoing inconsistency in pork values. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 186 live and 300 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with more rain in the forecast for parts of southern Brazil. July beans were 11 and 3 quarters higher at 1228, and August was up 8.5 at 1225 and a quarter. Corn was down on another round of profit taking, with July down 4.5 at 452.5 and September 5 and a quarter lower at 462.5. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the cash and wholesale business Friday. June live was up 202 at 181.05, and August was 167 higher at 179.05. August feeders were up 250 at 259.85. And on steady to lower cash, June hogs were down $1.87 at $96.50. July lean was 157 lower at $100.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The price forecast for U.S. corn and soybeans is a bit on the bearish side. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Lower prices are expected for soybeans at the end of this crop year. The chairman of the USDA's World Outlook Board, Mark Jekanowski, says a record soybean crop is projected globally,
both in the U.S. and in South America. That leaves U.S. growers most likely looking at lower prices for this new crop year. The season average market price forecast at $11.20 per bushel, down $1.35 year over year.
Jeff Hanowski says the U.S. soybean crop is likely to be just under 4.5 billion bushels this year. As for corn, production is expected to drop.
Despite that lower production, total supplies are actually going to be up a bit because we're carrying in some fairly large beginning stocks. So for next year, we expect the season average price at $4.40 per bushel, down 25 cents per bushel from the old crop year.
Bottom line, says Jackanowski, season average market prices for soybeans will likely be down about 11% from a year ago, and corn down 5%. Stocks for both wheat and rice are predicted higher as well, with lower prices anticipated. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder cattle sale is at 9 a.m. It's an all-beef, new crop calf yearling sale featuring red-hided cattle, as well as accepting all breeds of beef. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-994-2020.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
A treat for the cow and for the farmer. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Wisconsin dairy farmer is lowering his cost of production with an unusual feed ingredient. Dave Daniels and his multifamily dairy partnership are using cookie waste to replace some of the corn silage and more expensive feed additives.
The dry matter content is probably in that 90%, 92%, somewhere in there. So it's going to be a product that will compensate for maybe some corn usage and maybe some other oil or fat substitutes. So that should work out for us.
Daniels has around 500 dairy cattle and tells Brownfield the cookie waste will provide about 5 pounds per animal per day, which cuts back on feed costs and helps the environment.
This product has really kind of been thrown away to a certain extent or put in a landfill. So, you know, dairy cows can use a lot of things that we can get out of the waste system.
Daniels is one of the farmers operating Mighty Grand Dairy near Union Grove, Wisconsin. Milk futures and cash dairy prices were mostly higher Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 41.5 and no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4.25 at 194.25 with 5 sales. Cheese barrels went up a half cent to 212.5 with 5 sales recorded. Butter was up 1.5 cents at 307, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 116.5 and no sales. Class 3 milk futures closed higher Friday. June Class 3 up 33 cents at 21.45. July up 11 at 20.61. August up 12 to 20.21. September down 3 at 19.84. October through December contracts range from 2 cents lower in October to 8 cents higher in November and December. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Showers and thunderstorms happening once again here. 32/100ths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios. Today's high 73 with some spotty showers throughout the day. Isolated showers possible tonight at a low of 58. And more of a concern maybe tomorrow. High of 82, but some scattered showers and some of which could be severe. Tony will have a little bit more about that coming up in about 10 minutes here during our morning get-together, the Light in the Milk House show. But a nice rain out there to make the little flowers grow.
I picked you up in Dallas just about a week ago. You were a married woman, but you know I didn't know. Now your man's a burning rubber off a standard stick. We lost him up in Tulsa, but he's catching up. This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a praying that we'll make Little Rock so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop. Fort Smith was a ball, I've got to call the whole trip fun. But I think about your husband and I get a vision of a gun. I don't want to hire the cemetery boys today. Gotta stop this rolling party, try to hide my rig. This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a praying that we'll make Little Rock so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop. I wish you'd have told me I was stealing you away. You'd be waiting tables yet back there in that cafe. Every light in the mirror scares me half to death, and that tailgating fool much more than all the rest. This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a praying that we'll make Little Rock so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop.
Someone must have known that I was lonely. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. The door to heaven open. Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven? Heaven just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight I know the angels all will miss you, but they know just exactly where you are. The door to heaven open. Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left
the door to heaven open. Who left the door to heaven open?
Hank Thompson on the Mel Cow Show from WRCO. 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock and 60 degrees. Hopefully you had a chance to take in the many events going on this past weekend. Man, we had a lot of fun at the Grace Walk, the walk run for Grace, Race for Grace on Saturday morning. We had, 200 runners or so, runners and walkers. So really good, especially for the first year. And that went on well. Things went on well in Muscadet. Good weather there. It was a little warm, that's for sure, but things went on. A little bit of a shower and a thunderstorm on Saturday night as well. That was a little heavy. There was some hail involved in that as well in some areas. And it caught a few people by surprise. And there were some power outages on Saturday night. This morning, rise and shine with a 60-degree reading here at the WRCO studios and off and on rain. This is Don Williams.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Don Williams on the Light in the Milk House show from FM 100.9 WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very unsettled weather conditions here the next couple of days as a couple of low-pressure systems move in from the southwest. The first one bringing some off-and-on showers and thunderstorms today. Most of these will be non-severe today, but still a few could have some hail or gusty winds, especially this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like a much more serious situation with a level 3 enhanced risk of severe weather covering about the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin, all the way down through the southern plains, as a strong low-pressure system swirls up through Iowa, Minnesota, toward northwest Wisconsin by Tuesday night. We're going to be in the warm sector, lots of wind energy going on, lots of warm, humid air to make it unstable. This could be a setup for some widespread damaging winds over 60 miles per hour, large hail to the tune of a couple inches in diameter in spots, and also some tornadoes expected. A few of them could be on the strong side. So definitely pay attention to later forecasts and statements on Tuesday. Be prepared to move to a place of safety should warnings be issued for your area. Now behind this system, much cooler conditions coming up Wednesday. Nice day for Thursday before the next system hits us starting Friday afternoon. So today, mostly cloudy, rain and thundershowers this morning, spotty showers possible this afternoon, high near 73, the wind variable at 5 to 12. Tonight, just a chance of an isolated shower, low 58. Muggy tomorrow with a few peaks of sun, otherwise breezy with scattered thunderstorms, some likely severe late in the day, high near 82, southeast wind turning south at 15 to 25. Thunderstorms tomorrow night, some severe, then gradually ending, low 56. Wednesday, patchy sunshine and breezy, high 67. Thursday, mostly sunny, nice day with a high in the mid-70s. Friday, some showers developing in the afternoon, high 74. Saturday right now looks wet with periods of rain, high about 71. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 60 degrees with cloudy skies and some light rain at times. Yesterday's high was 78. No precipitation here at the studios yesterday, although some areas did get a bit of rain last night. Record high, 91 in 1972. Also, the record low for May 20th goes back to 1954 at 29. A year ago, 74 was the high, the low, 41. Sunset will happen at 8:24 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:32. Right now, a west wind at 4 to 5 miles per hour. Barometer is up at 29.90. A little bit of lightning and thunder, and so far 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. It is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
News, weather, and sports coming up. Sports, certainly a concern, is trying to get the regional track meets in. They're scheduled for today, and if not today, tomorrow. And neither sounds real conducive.